exist for that boy that prefers to see gray skies because the drones don't fly when the skies are gray. For that little girl that collects rocks from the ground because the flowers don't grow anymore in her precious little heart. Resist to exist for that woman in hijab that was pushed to the ground and torn of her identity simply because she is blamed to be from an Islamic state that does not state Islamic ideology. For that man that keeps his children's stomachs full while his stays empty, denied jobs simply because of the color of his skin. Resist to exist for that mother who had to watch her son be dragged covered in blood only because the world has forgotten who is really oppressed. For that father that was shot and beaten at by his own government only because he stood up for peace and justice and against oppression. Resist to exist to show the oppressors you can kill us in Pakistan, you can destroy our homes in Yemen, bomb us in Baghdad, detain us in Bahrain, but we are the Shia of Ali. We will endure and continue to rise and revolutionize. Resist to exist because tomorrow is not promised. We must utilize today to serve our people and raise our fists, yelling, Hayhat minna zilla!
Hayhat minna zilla! Hayhat minna zilla! Hayhat minna zilla! Hayhat minna zilla!
Remembering baby Zainab's call, we will never let the banner of Imam Hussein fall. Resist to exist to show the world that no, we do not fear death, we long for martyrdom. We have the determination to resist your injustice and we will not surrender. We are that flame of honor that lies within the soul of a defender of peace and liberation, and through the loyalty of our faith shall your power be defeated. Resist to exist to be the voice of the voiceless from Nimr in Saudi Arabia and Zakzaki in Nigeria to Bibi Zainab in the bazaar of Sham and Hazrat Abbas when he lost both his arms. But most importantly, as Imam Hussein taught us in Karbala, to stand for the truth even if you stand alone. Resist to exist.